Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And whether we defeat the enemy in one battle or by degrees, the consequence will be the same. Thomas Paine, author and founder, 1777. Now, I remember when I first got into ministry, I was approached and asked to attend a youth group to give my testimony, and of course, I obliged. I also remember after giving my testimony that week, I began to hear over and over and over again the youth pastor as to what he was going to do in reaching the up-and-coming generations, and that was it. Yet, week after week, it was the same thing, just sensationalized preaching with little to no action outside of the church building. It then dragged on month after month, at which point I had enough. Here I am preparing to bring about the answers to this world, and this guy is nothing but talk, 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 and even more talk. Now, I'm not built to sit around in a church building and pacify and deceive myself and others by merely talking about what needs to be done. How was I to sit around and merely talk about what Christ commanded us to do? Just think of it this way. I would not have been at the church in the first place if there had not been someone who reached out to me. As a side note, after every church service, I was in a church library studying the likes of Charles Spurgeon, John Knox, Martin Luther, Charles Finney, John Wesley, John Calvin, Jonathan Edwards, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, William and Catherine Booth, etc. I mean, these were giants in the faith that obtained a good report, and I wanted to know the God that they served. Because, friends, there is a definite difference between the church in America from the founding era to the very present. How was I going to spend the rest of my life reading about the history of the men that proved the God of Israel and have been partakers of signs and wonders and not do the same thing? Especially knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And if he is not a respecter of persons, then I have the same access into the Holy of Holies to commune with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our forefathers did. Friends, I cannot sit in a circle and pretend. I will not preach without his witness. I will not have any part of playing church without the practice of what I preach. For this is the widespread problem that we are having in this country today. Furthermore, my spirit hungers and strives for connection with the God of David through Jesus Christ to see him do for my generation that which he did for David's. Scripture is clear. You do not find the Lord by just talking about his promises. You must act. It's found in Psalm 71, verse 18 and 19. O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hath done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Friends, it is not enough to talk about what needs to be done. Is it enough to talk about great men of the past that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? I say not. No, it is not. Talking alone does not get the job done. Faith that worketh by love does, because action speaks much louder than words. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 again tells us, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sake." And bringing it closer to the present time from that of biblical patriarchs is our founding fathers, who sacrificed themselves in order that their posterity, me and you, might have freedom. I'm speaking namely of the Black Robe Regiment. Folks, let me tell you about the Black Robe Regiment. These were the apostolic and prophetic preachers of the day, and the forerunners who had the courage to act on our behalf over 242 years ago. They did not just preach out against the sins of the tyrants, they fought against him and his armies by resisting and throwing off his ungodly rule. President Thomas Jefferson said, "Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God." Right on. Roger Sherman, architect, and signer of the Declaration of Independence.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I guess this is going to be me for a minute. I don't know what's going on social media platforms. I'm not making this up. I really can't make it up. But in saying that, folks, I do want to let you know that we'll get it fixed as soon as we can. I've got a lot to cover today, and we're going to do our best to do just that, regardless if you can see me or not. Okay, let's just say this is Bradley. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the left side of that page, social media platforms, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to give us a call at any time, please do. This is Bradley, by the way, if you're just joining us right now. If you want to give us a call at any time, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Let me get to this real quick. There's a lot going on in the country. Obviously, everybody knows this right now. There's a lot of deception going on, a lot of propaganda. And in the meantime, you're being undermined at every given area. And one of the things that takes precedent when I'm covering this very topic is that of what's going on. Somebody said to me, Bradley, what do I do if I'm caught in between voting for the lesser of two evils? And I said to him, well, let's just do what the forefathers told us to do, and then we're not going to have this problem. Because the establishment tactics are that every time you vote for the lesser of two evils, listen carefully, this shows you that they're working together to eradicate law. Every time you vote for the lesser of two evils, you are merely lowering the standard of God's law by participating with that evil. So I say, of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. And if you're caught up into that game, you do need to understand, folks, that you are ignorant slaves and you're arguing over which master to swear allegiance to, because you haven't taken the time to understand that both wings are on the same bird pushing the same agenda. And again, what am I doing? I'm trying to make sure that you understand that it's a system that is designed to divide the American people. Jesus said, how do you tear down a house? Well, you divide them one against another. Mark 3:25, he told us to beware of this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over to 8:15 really quick, and I want you to listen to this carefully. Jesus told us, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Did he not? Yes, he did. Matthew 7. Did he tell us to beware of both sides and go down the center? And what am I talking about? Beware of the leaving of the Herodians and beware of the leaving the wicked doctrines of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Yep. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. It tells us in Mark 8:15, then he charged them saying, take heed. That means pay careful attention unto yourselves. Beware of the leaving of the Pharisees and of the leaving of the Herodians. Okay, what's happening? You see the leaving, the wicked doctrines of the government, and you see the wicked doctrines, the leaving of the religious hypocrites, and what are they doing? They're both driving you to the same guy that had 4 years to go ahead and undo everything he promised that he would in draining the swamp, and he did none of it. And so what do we have today? Everybody all adamant, joining together, going the same direction. And P.S., if that doesn't teach you right there that you're going the wrong direction when a majority of you are going that direction, again, I can't help you. I'm just merely standing there saying you're going the wrong direction. But I know that this makes a lot of people mad. And to be quite frank, it's not my a position. It's not my desire to make anybody mad on purpose, but I do know that truth demands a response, and I know that truth makes people angry, okay? My message is, my feet are on that rock, and by the grace of God, I am not moving to appease your feelings, okay? Faith comes by hearing. It doesn't come by your feelings as to what you like and what you don't like, your indifferences. So if you're angry about it, it's on you. You need to repent because you're not paying attention to what's going on. Has anybody taken the time to notice that the modern day politicians all the way around the boards, and I'm talking about federal government and I'm talking about state government, they're all playing the same game, aren't they? They are absolutely playing the same games. Therefore, they're all going the same direction, aren't they? They're ignorant. Many of them are doing it inadvertently. Some of them are doing it purposely. No question about it. But they're all playing the same game, right? Well, again, they're all going the same direction, and it's the wrong direction. And what they're doing is they're being used by the powers that they're submitting to through their ignorance to go ahead and tear away at the Constitution and its laws that are found within. If we fail to obey them, we're going to be enslaved. And that's what's happening right now, is the powers that are tolerated are actually doing what? They're forging your chains, people, because you're not paying attention to the facts. Listen to what John Adams said. He said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems, into two great parties. John Adams, the colossus of independence, that prophet of God, that helped establish who we are today, said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties. Where are you at today? You're accepting what our forefathers threw off. And you've got a problem with those that are telling you the truth of the matter. It shows you how you hate the truth, and it shows you how you are putting these party systems up into a position of idolatry. And you can rest assured it's a part of trusting in the arm of the flesh, and you can rest assured it's bringing a curse, because that's all I have to do is lay the question to your candor, is it true that things are getting worse? And if they are, why is that? Because you're being played like a chess piece on a chessboard to your own demise. Let me finish this quote by John Adams. There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and concerted measures in opposition to each other. That's exactly what they're doing today. He said, this in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So if somebody gets mad about that, I don't care. That's on them, not on me. I'm the one showing and turning the lights on, not turning them off.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Today.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, I want to just add something here today. I was talking to some national people, and it's interesting. You know, I brought this up to you before, but George Soros has just bought over 160 radio stations nationwide. Okay, so what's happening here, friends, and he's doing it under the guise of conservatism. We're talking about an international war criminal buying over 160 radio stations in America under the guise of being a conservative outlet. Just so you can understand what's going on, okay? I have pounded this drum trying to awaken the people, and I know that people are becoming more awake all the time concerning what's going on between the lesser of two evils that are offered to them. They're both establishment guys. They're both controlled operatives. They're doing what they're told. They're extorted. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. They're making millions and millions of dollars off of your ignorance, and you want to keep playing the game. No, it's not popular, Bradley. It doesn't matter. It's about being principled right now. You see, it's principled people that were used to establish this country. Not compromisers where men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong and they just, well, you know what, this will save us a little time, make us a little money, and it's not going to offend anybody. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. That is the problem that we're having in the country today. This is what people are complaining about all day. A bunch of diplomats under the guise of selling themselves as your answer to restore who we are. Has it happened up to this point? No. Then when is it that you're going to figure out that you have a bunch of criminals pushing propaganda, trying to pit the people in this country together against each other and divide each other over and over and over again? When is it that the people, you're going to have to decide, I'm not going to do it for you. When is it that you're going to decide and understand that you are a slave? And if you're caught up into the two-party system, you are, in fact, arguing over which master to swear allegiance to. And for you to be so weak-minded and ignorant to look at either one of these illegitimate candidates to be your master shows you the joke is on you. It's not on them in any sense of the word. Again, that's why I continuously make point in Bible reference to go back over to that of 1 Kings 13:33, because it's exactly what is in fact in operation today. Benito Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler all the well knew that scoundrels are easy to control. Those are the ones that I want to be in position. Yep. We got another guy, a friend of ours, John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute. He's the lead counselor over there. And they're beginning to awaken to the fact of what I'm telling you now. Their headlines are coming out, beginning to confirm things that were brought to you from this platform over 3 years ago. Some from over 15 years ago. It's taken them 15 years to see what, in fact, is happening in this country today. It's happening because the people are tolerating the ignorance that's taking place here on so many different levels. Somebody said to me, Bradley, but if I don't vote for one of the lesser of two evils, then my vote is just wasted. That's what they're being told by those that are angry that you're not just going along with them. No. No, it's not. You're withdrawing your support little by little from the establishment, that those that are telling you to vote for the lesser of two evils, those hypocrites that hold the truth and unrighteousness, that do the opposite of what they say they're going to do. They want you to be a part of the same pack, and they want you to go ahead and cast in your vote with them, because the method concerning not only the establishment, their tactics, just like these useful idiots that are going along with it, because that's exactly what they are. They want you to go along with them, and if you stand against them, they hate it because you're the only one doing it. And why is that? Because they know within conscience that that one person is right, and they know all the well the majority is wrong, but they go along with the majority anyways. When you pull away your vote, you pull away your support, you're now weakening that establishment that you're complaining about. Yeah, that's pretty simple to understand, right? I mean, if I'm at a campfire and I have a bunch of people in a circle and I'm sitting there, if I want that fire to go out, I don't keep adding wood to it. I take the wood out of the fire, right? Isn't that what our forefathers told us? Yep. The two-party system, divide and conquer. Let me give you a couple more quotes and then we're going to move on to the next point here. President Washington prophetically warned, no question about it, the alternate domination of one faction over another, pro wrestling at its very worst, sharpened by the spirit of get at 'em, of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated, listen carefully, the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. See, when you play along this game, you're actually being corralled right to that one guy. And that's exactly what the system is doing, corralling you to either one of them so they can put them in power, so they can continuously and in hopes finish the job that they've started. And as I said earlier, and don't get me wrong, the politicians of today, they don't know the Constitution. A majority of them, easily, hands down. That's why I would love to get Ted Cruz on the show. You know, apparently the folks in Texas think that they got their man there, that he's this smart constitutionalist. Love to get him on the show. Just ask him some fundamental questions. You know what? We might just seek that. We might just try to do that. But see, we also know that those people are warded away from this show for the very purpose of what I'm telling you now. Of what I'm telling you now. And the only thing I'm telling you is I am parroting our forefathers premised on the Word of God, because we understand that the only thing that is sure is heaven and the Constitution. Let me finish George Washington's quotes. "The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual." Okay, that is not America. And folks, you have in your minds that this is some sort of monarchy. First of all, if you look at the Constitution, there is no title of nobility. And number two, this is our representative government. We don't have leaders in this country. But let me go on. "And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turned this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation." What does Donald Trump do 24/7? That's all he's doing is playing pro wrestling. He's just trying to get the people worked up. He's just trying to fill the seats by continuously what? Fueling the fire. That's how you fill the seats. Promote the fight. That's what they're doing. And if you can't see that, folks, I cannot see for you. I can just tell you. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Foreigners can tell you what's going on in America. Maybe that's the reason the Lord's sending in foreign prophets, that just like he did in the Old Testament. That's exactly why he's doing it. I want you to listen to the last sentence. George Washington. "And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turned this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation." Listen how he ends it. "On the ruins of public liberty." Can I ask you one more question? And then we're going to change the point. Didn't the RNC just remove abortion and sodomy, which God condemns both of them? Proverbs 17:15, post it, please, somebody. It's important that you do. God calls that an abomination. What's the difference then between the two parties? There isn't any. They're promoting the same agenda that God condemns. And what does it do? It tears away at the Constitution as it elevates the players that the cameras are on. And when the people are caught up into it, what does it do? Well, it falls to the ruins of their own public liberty. Doesn't get any more plain than the nose on your face, does it? Folks, if I have to stand here all by myself with five people watching me, I don't care. If I have to be the one person that the Lord may use at the end of the day to be the hinge to turn this country back on its heels where it needs to be before the Lord, it starts at the church. The church needs to repent for its sin before a just and a holy God. I'll get to that in a moment. I'll be that guy. Because I'll tell you what we're called. Listen to me, man. We're not called to be leaders of consensus. I am so offended by people that are offended by the offenses of compromisers and diplomats that don't know their left hand from their right hand. We're not called to be leaders, friends, of consensus. We're called by God and the grace of God and the Holy Ghost to be molders of that consensus. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional loving patriot who is tired of the lies lies and deception in media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses. A bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you, folks, but if you want to call in and add to it any time, please do. You know, it's interesting. I'm noticing a lot more people standing up out there concerning what I'm talking about right now, how the mainstream media is dividing the people and pitting the people one against another. And they're starting to say to me, Bradley, this is like crazy how these people respond. I know it's a cult. They're blind. They're deaf. Read Jeremiah 5:21. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. And they're going to find out soon enough. But they just want to drag everybody else with them into the stupid lane with them. And I'm not going there with them. I'm just not. I also wanted to let you know we're going to be in South Dakota this week doing a college. We'll give you more details as those things transpire as well, up and coming. Check out our schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Folks, you keep us out there. Without you, we're done. Just so you know, without you, we're not going anywhere. And I'll tell you, there's not a ministry out there. Here, let me show you something really quick. This is just over the last year and a half. These are the dates. This is Do Radio. This isn't just talk radio. We're out there with the people. Just did an event here in Brainerd, just over the weekend. Fantastic. Fantastic event. Got out there. They were giving us overhead, and I'm talking about the radio show was playing. And once we got there, we had pretty much all the seats filled up, folks. And these are people that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we're interacting. This is just the front, what you're seeing here. Just the front part. That was Brainerd just this week. So we are out there. We're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves in any sense of the word. Okay? I want to give you a quote by Martin Luther, who stood alone, who's very much an apostolic prophet. He was prophesied in when John Huss was on the stake, called the Golden Goose, 100 years later. Here comes Martin Luther, and this is the one that was also prophesied that they are going to have to endure him. I want you to listen to what a man sounds like. I want you to listen to what it sounds like when one has to stand between just him and God. It reminds me of John Knox, where he said, man and God alone are always in the majority. It sounds like King David in Psalm 27, and the list goes on, which are all the exhibition of Jesus Christ in their lives. Listen to what he said. He said, if I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except precisely that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, guys like me, he said, I am not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christianity, where the battle rages, the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all fronts, the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace to him if he flinches at that one point. Did Christ flinch? Nope. Did he go to it? Yep. Did he do the same thing that you're seeing this punk and the one on the morning show, that punk? Did you see them flinch? Nope. We keep going. We've been deplatformed. We've been talked down upon. And the difference is we hold to the truth because we're right and we know that they're wrong. And the reason they don't want to acknowledge that they're wrong is like a man that fights against the Word of God. The only argument against the Word of God is an unholy lifestyle. The world already gets to see them for who they are. And what are they? A bunch of hypocrites, compromised hypocrites, and we don't want anything to do with them. Wanted to go over now because I said I was going to get to the church, make another point here. This last weekend, I churched the people on Sunday, about 3,000 people, 3,300 right now, on Sunday morning for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. No day off, not looking for a day off, not looking for the accolade or the approbation or approval of man. I'm just here because I'm being spent in the cause, because I only get one opportunity to serve God and serve man in hopes that we'll restore this country. Period. Amen. On the behalf of our posterity, just the way our forefathers did. We'll get to that in a moment. Well, in the process, we were talking about Galatians 3:24. Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. In the process of that, friends, I also took the time to show the people that we are to repent before God, not before man, Acts 20, verse 21. And again, going to Augustine, and what he said, what I was talking about on Sunday, is the law detects. That's all it does. The law detects, said Augustine, and he said, grace alone conquers. That is a man that understands the relative positions between the law and the gospel. The law condemns, the gospel justifies if I be a believer, period. And that work is a work of the Holy Ghost, not the choice or will of man. It's the choice and will of God, period. Okay? Well, of course, people have to go ahead and they always do it. They have to take shots and they have to divide. They have to show everybody what they don't know. And so a guy comes behind me and he says in Galatians 3, Paul is telling the Jews, talking about the schoolmaster that's to bring men unto Christ. Paul is telling the Jews that they were kept under the law to preserve them until Christ came. Not that the law was used by God to bring them to understand what it means to have a saving faith in Jesus. You are incorrect. This person goes on, if the latter was Paul's intent, then that he would not have been. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. So I just merely responded, because that's what we do here, right? I'm going to contend for the faith because she is wrong or he is wrong. I said Acts 9:15 says that Paul was sent unto the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people. The Jewish people in the book of Romans 3, unto them was given the oracles of God, the Decalogue, the Torah, the moral law of God. The Gentiles didn't have it. They didn't have it. Who was Paul sent to? Acts 9:15 tells us just that. So in saying that, that there too, and Paul did preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, this person who hasn't repented because it doesn't understand the function of the law, tried to minimize it and just stand back and say, well, you know what? The law was there and it was just there until they acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah. Wait a second. When Jesus came on the scene, when John the Baptist came on the scene, what was their message? Matthew 3:2. Matthew 4:17. What was their message? Both of them. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Who crucified Christ? The unrepentant. Who were they? The self-righteous. What am I dealing with here? An unrepentant, self-righteous person trying to minimize the effect of the law that is a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. This is why, folks, we're here. Because we're not going to let it go. So what does she say back, or what does he say back? 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hey, folks, let me just clear this up real quick. Society and culture is the church's report card. What is the report card of this individual? What is it that they have raised up but a bunch of antinomianists, those that show no regard for God's moral law? They're lawless anarchists, aren't they? Enough said. You're to judge them by their fruit. What's their fruit? Lawlessness. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Unto you first, God having raised up his son Jesus to bless you and turning you from your lawlessness. Right? When he said, those that claim to know Christ and they prophesied and they healed and so on and so forth, what did Jesus say to them? He said, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. Isn't it interesting how they talk so much of love, these lawless heretic hippies? Yeah, it is. The love of many will wax cold because of the works of lawlessness. Common sense comes into play. What would you think of me if I said, let's get rid of all of the laws in the land? Because that's what you're allowing your said representatives to do anyways, because it first started in the church. On Sunday, I shared with you that my wife's grandmother was 98 years young. I asked her the question. I could talk to her about anything from 1914 all the way to the time that she passed, which was probably 6 or 7 years ago. I asked Grandma, I said, Grandma, what was it that was preached in the pulpits in America? She said it was always the law and the prophets, repentance before God, and faith in their Lord Jesus Christ. How are you to preach repentance if there is no law being promulgated or preached? You understand? The law and the prophets was always what was preached. Now what do you hear? Oh, the law is a thing of the past. That's the Old Testament. These are a bunch of blind, reprobate, antinomianists thinking that they're going to heaven, when in fact, Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. Scripture tells us, folks, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about this topic, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. And I'll tell you what, wide is the way to hell, straight and narrow, and difficult is it to get into heaven. We got Margie calling in from Minnesota. Margie, it's all yours. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got about a minute and a half.
Okay, well, Bradley, it's amazing you brought up this topic about the lesser of two evils. I just lost a dear friend and his wife because we disagreed. I tried to open his eyes about Trump and the right and left paragon. Anyway, so I sent him your deal about that, and this is what his response. And I'm not educated enough quite yet to be your word. This is his response. God's laws have never changed, and we don't have the power or the authority to change that. My vote does not deteriorate. Mind you, he voted 2 weeks ago for Trump. any of God's laws. Long after we're gone, God's law will still be the same, and the people might not obey it, but that's on them, not on me.
Wow. Whoa. That's straining at a gnat and swallowing a big, big camel. I mean, he sounds, I'm sorry, Margie, but if that was anybody else, that sounds like someone that's self-condemned. Whoa. Margie, you are my new...
I don't know how to respond. I love you, man, but it's like...
I think we did today. I think we did. We got a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back. Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his
younger
work and spread it further.
Yeah, become just, a son or daughter of liberty, folks. At sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, by the way, I just want to give a shout-out to our friend Margie from Broughton in Minnesota. Very much a kindred spirit, a sister in Christ, and we just appreciate you. And I just wanted to let you know, I didn't mean to cut you off. It just came on a hard break there, so do forgive me. But no, I hear it all day, Margie. I hear it all day long. People say I'm losing friends. Well, you know what? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? If they're not on the side of Christ, just like Moses talked about, you know, which one is on the Lord's side? Come over here. And the other ones, you just stay where you're at. You're following the golden calf. That's exactly the same scenario that's being played out today. It's better to be on the Lord's side, okay? And the fact of the matter is they're going to pay the piper. And what I want to say, and I want people to catch this, they're trying to drag us with them. And I'm not going that direction. Just ain't going to do it. I also want to let you know that America wasn't made out of men like that. That just go along. That go along with men that are undoing everything our forefathers established. That's not the type of men they were. They were the ones that stood up. They did everything in their power through something called an olive branch, trying to make amends with that of the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. And it just got to the point where the king replied he didn't read any of their olive branches. And in the process of doing so, the king just came back and said, these are dangerous and ill-designing men. And if my mercy is not received by them, then what we're going to do is we're going to hang them. They're going to hang to death. And you know what? So be it. So be it. Until we become resolved to stand in the right lane, friends, under the right umbrella. And I'm talking about the umbrella of the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then you're going to get what you deserve. And it might not happen in this life. It's going to happen in the afterlife. People that you thought you're going to see there aren't going to be there. The people you thought you were going to see in heaven, they're not going to be in heaven. These people, like what Margie just said, they can go ahead and try to pass off all of their nonsense by just going along because they don't want to offend anybody, or they want to be a part of the team, the deceived team that's out there. Then go ahead, but you're a part of the problem, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 28, those that forsake God, his government, they praise the wicked. That's where you're at. That's where you're at. The kind of men that our forefathers were, and I'm not going to take away from any of the 56 signers. I'm not going to take it away from any of those that stood in the colonies. There was a population of about 3 million in the 13 colonies. But I do want to say the unsung heroes of establishing and who they were, a part of establishing who we are as a people today, they were the unsung heroes. That was the Black Robe Regiment. They were the preachers of the day. Completely, 100% antithetical, in contrast, from start to finish as to what you're seeing today. I just want to give you a quick download, okay? James L. Adams, author and journalist in 1989, said that the Christian ministers of war, they were the Gideons of the day, Judges 6, had done their job well, infusing their congregants with the feelings that they were first and foremost Christian soldiers. We have a different country, folks. What's happening is not going to, as far as what is happening in the spiritual, we're seeing what's happening in the natural by what's happening in the spiritual. And you can go ahead and sit and hide behind the Lord all that you want to, but you better understand that faith without works is dead, James 2, 14 through 26. And I brought up on Saturday, you can pray all that you want to, but you better remember David prayed too, but he also went out there and showed Goliath his works, right? By not tolerating his nonsense, 1 Samuel 17. When you go down, B.F. Morris, historian concerning our forefathers, the unsung heroes, the Black Robe Regiment, he said, no class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution, the War of Independence, to achieve our independence than it did the ministers. The ministers. Hey, folks, the church is called to lead up what's going on out there. As a matter of fact, when judgment was to go forward, or it was to be called, a judgment call was to be made. Notice in the book of Deuteronomy, it was first the priests that were called, the Levitical order, and then it was who? The judges. That's how we're set up as a country. That's why you see Moses above the heads of the Supremes throughout the United States of America. Frank Moore said, historian 1862, he said, the preachers of the revolution, they did not hesitate to attack the great political and social evils of their day. Just think about this. A guy that gives $650 million more to Planned Parenthood to murder innocent babies in the womb than Barack Obama, Donald Trump, is their man. Is the church standing up against it, or are they one of the biggest cheerleaders in the country, just like under Adolf Hitler? Ask Martin Niemöller, okay? Put it in the light of the Word of God. To the pulpit, we owe the moral force, which was our independence. They prepared for the struggle and went into the battle, not as soldiers of fortune, not for what they could get out of it. A preacher's not there for his income. He's there for the outcome, okay? They prepared for the struggle and went into the battle, not as soldiers of fortune, but with the word of God in their hearts and trusting him. Proverbs 3:5 comes to my aid. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, his will, not you, not your will. And he will orchestrate and order your steps. And he will bring them to pass. To the pulpit, we owe the moral force of our independent. This is Frank Moore. John Wingate Thornton, historian in 1860, highlighting the unsung heroes from sonsoflibertymedia.com. England sent her armies to compel submission. That's what all these agencies in America are for, friends. They're all unconstitutional. England sent in her armies. We can say it this way, the brown shirts, right? Remember, 74% of the American people equated the FBI to the brown shirts. That's not a joke. That's a fact. England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonists appealed to heaven. Those were the flags that were flying. I have a big, huge one in the studio. The righteous rebellion began in the churches. The righteous rebellion began in the churches. Remember the civil rights movement? Where did it start, folks? In the churches. Who was it that went out to the streets and were thrown in jail to prove the point that they were not going to be enslaved? It was the youth groups. It was the young people. Where were the old people? They didn't want to do anything to offend the status quo that was continuously abusing them and enslaving them. The righteous rebellion began in the churches before spilling out into the streets of Boston and the rural regions of the colonies. In 1776, mixing politics and religion was as common drinking smuggled tea. You better bet your bottom dollar. It's what happens when you keep going and going and going. James L. Adams, author and journalist, 1989. The colonial clergy, the church members, the preachers of the day, created the religious climate that made it possible for the American Revolution, the War of Independence, to take place. Where did it start? In the church. Where is it supposed to start today? In the church. And I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the church of men. Here, I want to tell you something. Listen to me carefully. The church of Jesus Christ is not in trouble. Did you hear what I said? The church of Jesus Christ is not in trouble. Man's church is in trouble. The church of Jesus Christ is emulating those that went before them in the faith, Hebrews 13:7. They are not going along in following the man that they mean to finish the job. The church of Jesus Christ is not in trouble. The church of man is in trouble because they are the ones that are cheerleading King Herod right now. These are the ones that are saying we have no king but King Trump. And some of the things that I have seen falls nothing short of blasphemy. The man is playing a dangerous game, and so are those that are following him to their own demise. Acts 12:22. I want to say it one more time. The church of Jesus Christ, though it be very small in America, is not in trouble. Man's church is in trouble. That's why man's church is offended by those that are in the spirit. Doesn't the Bible say that the carnal mind is at enmity with the spirit of God? Yep. And the child of the flesh would persecute the child of the spirit? Yep. Isn't that what's happening? Oh, you better know what's happening. But here's the deal. Those that stand on the word, you stay there. Uncompromisingly, you stay there as a molder of consensus, because it's men like I just highlighted that bring about the change that we all claim that we want. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.